Davis. After the court of the head of policy to consider submissions by the president in response to the public projector report. Introduction. On 2 April 2014, the Speaker of Parliament received from the President the following document. Letter in response to public projector's report of report number 25 of April 1814. Proclamation by the President of the Republic of South Africa. Proclamation number R29-2013. And copy of the public protector's report. The documents were tabled in parliamentary papers on the same day. After consultation with the chief whip of the majority party and senior whips of other parties in the assembly, the speaker established an ad hoc committee in terms of Rule 2141 of the National Assembly Rules, which empowered the speaker to establish an ad hoc committee during parliamentary recess. In terms of the rules, an ad hoc committee may only be established for performance of a specific task. The mandate of the ad hoc committee is to consider the submission by the president in response to the public protector's report and make recommendations where applicable. The committee is composed of 12 members, ANC 7, DA 2, COVID 1, IFP 1, and other parties 1. The committee is to report no later than 30 April 2014. In terms of ATC 48 of 2014, dated the 22nd April 2014, parties submitted the names of their members to serve on the committee. The Congress of the People elected not to participate in the ad hoc committee and therefore did not submit any name. The ad hoc committee in its functioning exercises those powers as set out in Rule 138 of the National Assembly Rules that were necessary in carrying out its tasks. These included determining its own procedure, frequency and time of its meeting. Page 2, access committee. On the 24th of April 2014, the ad hoc committee met to elect the chairperson and consider the draft board. On the 28th of April 2014, the committee met to consider its approach and program of work in response to the task of the committee. The Democratic Alliance presented a proposal on the modus operandi to be considered by the committee. After deliberation, the proposal was not supported. Subsequently, the following two motions were considered. From the majority party, the terms of reference of the speaker which referred the matter to the committee, all documents made available to committee members, among others, the report of the public protector in Uganda, the referral letter of the president, the speaker's terms of reference, the discussion of parties at the meeting of 24 and 28 April 2014, the time frames in which the committee is expected to complete its work, as noted the following. The term of the fourth parliament expires in a few days. The time available for the committee to complete its work is really insufficient. Related investigations are as yet incomplete. The matter before the head of committee is of extreme importance and therefore requires sufficient time to consider thoroughly to do justice to it. Accordingly, the ANC proposed that this matter be referred to the incoming fifth parliament for consideration. And from other parties, the motion was that the committee continues with its work. Both motions were put to a vote. The first motion had 7 votes from the ANC and 1 from the IFP. The second motion had 3 votes, 2 from the DA and 1 from the other parties. Page 3 and last page of the report. The first motion therefore was carried. Conclusion. The committee noted that despite its commitment to the task, there was insufficient time to complete the work set out in the terms of reference. Recommendation. The ad hoc committee recommends that this matter be referred to the fifth parliament for consideration of the report to be considered.
Thank you, Secretary. Honourable members, we have in front of us the draft report. This was compiled by the committee secretary. I see a few hands. The Honourable Self, the Honourable Moder.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. We would like to suggest an alternative formulation of the report as follows. And it would be headed draft report by ad hoc committee to consider the submissions by the President on the Public Protector's Report. Introduction. On 19 March 2014, the Public Protector released a report entitled Secure in Comfort, report on an investigation into allegations of impropriety and unethical conduct on the installation and implementation of security measures by the Department of Public Works at and in respect of the private residence of President Jacob Zuma Mkhamba in the KwaZulu-Natal province, report number 25 of 2013-14. On 2 April 2014, the President wrote to the Speaker of the National Assembly and enclosed a copy of the Public Protector's report and the proclamation by him, proclamation number R59-2013. On 9 April 2014, and after consulting the Chief Whip of the Majority Party and the senior whips of the other parties, the Speaker appoints an ad hoc committee in terms of Rule 214(1)(b)(2)(a), consider the submissions by the President of the Republic of South Africa in response to the Public Protector's report, and make recommendations where applicable. B, exercise those powers as set out in Rule 138 of the Ministry in carrying out its task. C, consists of 12 members as follows: ANC 7, DA 2, Code 1, IP 1, and other parties 1, and D, to report no later than 30 April 2014. The activities of the Ad Hoc Committee. The Ad Hoc Committee was finally constituted on 22 April 2014 and met on 24 April and 28 April 2014. The committee was divided as to the interpretation of its terms of reference and the scope of its mandate. The committee therefore resolves as follows. 1. To request the Speaker of the National Assembly to extend its mandate until 23 hours 59 minutes on 6 May 2014 to enable the committee to hear the evidence and consider the representations made to it. 2. To request the following individuals and institutions to appear before it to give evidence and to make recommendations. A. The Public Protector. B. The authors of the Security Cluster Report. C. The Ministers of Police and Defence, or alternatively the National Commissioner of the South African Police Service and the Chief of the SANDF. D. The Head of the SIU. E. Spokespersons of any relevant organisation, entity or corporation which has indicated the desire to give the committee relevant information, and if circumstances indicated, the President of the Republic. The committee is mindful of its constitutional responsibilities in terms particularly of Section 55(2) of the Constitution, which enjoins the National Assembly to provide mechanisms to ensure that all executive organs of state in the national spheres of government are held accountable to it. The committee believes that nothing less than a consistent effort to discharge its responsibilities to the Constitution before the fourth Parliament is dissolved would constitute a gross dereliction of duty and negation of the members' oath of office. To the extent that the committee might not be able to discharge its responsibilities completely before the dissolution of the fourth Parliament, the committee recommends that any and all outstanding matters be referred to an ad hoc committee of the fifth Parliament with the following terms of reference. To investigate, A, any and all outstanding matters not considered by this committee, B, whether President Jacob Zuma deliberately misled Parliament in respect of his Mkhamba residence, C, whether he violated the Constitution and or any law, D, whether he benefited improperly from the improvements made to his Mkhamba residence, E, whether he has taken all the remedial steps ordered by the Public Protector, and F, consequently, whether it should be recommended to the National Assembly that President Zuma be removed in terms of Section 89 of the Constitution, report to be considered.
Paul Mulder, you had your hand up. I'll come to you.
Yes, Chairperson. I would just like to point out one or two things that I think are wrongly worded in the first proposal that we've got, but when we do the report itself, I'd like to come back to that if you would like to that.
I think you must continue with that.
I'll do so, Chairperson. First proposal on page 2, the second paragraph on the top, the third line says, after the deliberation, that now refers to the DA's proposal and modus operandi, it says, after the deliberation, the proposal was not supported, full stop. That is technically not correct, Chairperson, was not supported by the ANC. Other parties did support the proposal. That is actually wrong. Then at the bottom of the report,
compiled by the committee section and then subsequently the other one proposed by the DA. DA,
thank you, Chairperson. I think I understand the corrections made by Honorable Mulder, of which is right, and also move that we consider this report that is done by the committee section, because this is a true reflection of what happened in this meeting. This one, some of the things that I hear we didn't even discuss it, so throw it out.
Thank you. On the matter raised by Honourable Miller, on that matter, after deliberating the proposal was not supported, we take it to mean that the majority in the committee could not understand, could not support the proposal. So I don't really think it's so wrong. Your body was not supported. You said that it was not subjected to a vote.
Are there any other comments? The Honourable Burgess and Madam Mayor.
Chairperson, on the second page of the ANC.
Interesting.
The ANC proposal.
And then I think an important point was
as a reader of this would say, well, you completed your work before the 30th. Now, I believe we must give note of the following, either noting the following, that further written and oral submissions need to be invited. Something like that. So that justifies the reason for you not having sufficient time.
No, that is not a decision at the committee. Today there was a discussion around it, about possible further submissions and things, but it was not a firm decision where we arrived at. I will ask the secretary just to look at the wording that you proposed on the moment, because there seems to be something that is missing that needs to be there. Honourable Swart?
Chair, we spent quite a bit of time reflecting and deliberating on ACDP's role, and I would just like it reflected maybe on page one, the second last paragraph, where one could opter, where Pope elected not to participate in the ad hoc committee and therefore did not submit a name. We could consider saying the ACDP was not permitted to fill the vacancy occasioned by Pope, but participated fully in the committee's deliberations. As a matter of fact, that was a decision, and we committed, that's all, it's just a matter of fact what happened. We say here that we did fully participate in the committee's deliberations.
Welcome, James.
Thank you, Chair. Just on the question of factual accuracy, on the first line of this report, it reads on 2 April 2014, the Speaker of Parliament, the Speaker of the National Assembly.
That's correct. Should be the Speaker of the National Assembly. Honourable Swart, you know this is not the minutes of the meeting, but since a ruling was given on that issue, it should be included into the final report, the issue of the ACDP. And similarly, just also for the record purposes, since you have raised it now, is that on the first page, just before the Congress of the People elected not to participate, they were names that were submitted for the members to serve on the committee. You want those names to be included as well. And then the issue of the Honourable Swart, and then be clarified. Okay. Agreement on this?
Correct, Chair.
No, just seeing that you've already ruled, I wanted to indicate that the issue of the ACDP can't come as an issue on its own, but the key thing to reflect it is that you're going to have the name of representatives of the committee, those who are officially elected, but there will be also an indication of the alternate, where we can also have other members, where honorable sorts also comes into the, rather than just having an articulation that focuses on specific elements.
Since we are still celebrating the 20 years of democracy, I'm sure the Honourable Malloy Maroko will agree with me that it will not substantially change the report by including the ruling that was given in terms of the ACDP. The matter that was referred to by the Honourable Mulder in terms of after deliberation, the proposal was not supported. Nothing prevents us from being explicit on it to say that it was not supported. Names of parties are being mentioned in the report. That's fine. We can do that. Because ultimately, the line thereafter, in terms of subsequently, if there is something that happened before that was not really included yet, we should simply say the following two motions so they put up for consideration. Instead of referring to something that is subsequent to something that is not there. The agreement on that?
Yes.
We then have two motions, a motion in front of us, supporting the report from the Secretariat. The Honourable Self has also proposed a report which is substantially different from this report that was compiled by the Secretariat as amended. Do you formally want to put a motion on that, sir?
I believe that the report be adopted.
Is a motion that the report is compiled by the DA be adopted?
I will second that report, Chairperson.
The Freedom Front Plus second that the report is compiled by the DA be adopted. I then ask those who support the first report, the one as compiled by the Secretariat, as is the practice in Parliament, to indicate their support for the report as submitted to this committee.
Chairperson, is there only an amendment to that?
I indicated that we move subsequently. So those parties who support the report as compiled by the Secretariat. It's the ANC. Can you just raise your hands, please? Say aye.
Aye.
And then the IFP. And then secondly, the proposal from the DA, the motion is moved by the Honourable Self. Once again, the Honourable James is voting, but he doesn't have the vote. It is the DA and the Freedom Front Plus. So the report that is adopted is the one as proposed as by the Secretariat and amended, and we'll make sure that the necessary amendments will be reflected in the final version. Thank you very much. Thank you for your attendance, and I wish you well in the rest of your Freedom Day celebrations and also for your campaigns for our community. Thank you very much.
Oh, you better go to the bar. I'll just walk over. See,